Israeli apartheid out of football. Kick 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 Israeli apartheid out of football.
As the more sports-minded amongst you will know, England and Israel played as part of the World Cup build-up in Tel Aviv on Saturday. While the match was going on there, there was a demonstration outside the FA headquarters in Soho Square, and I went along to find out what the protest was about.
The whole group that's demonstrating is called the Boycott Israeli Goods Campaign, which is part of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. But there's a subsection of that group which is called Jews for Boycotting Israeli Goods. Now, this is a new group recently formed. I had the idea of forming this group because the existing Jewish groups, I felt, weren't going far enough in the boycott direction. I mean, I think they were frightened of losing some of their members. But there is quite a lot of Jews who do want to do a boycotting action as Jews. I think it's important to have Jews within the boycott infrastructure, just to emphasise the point that it is not anti-Semitic to boycott Israeli goods, Israeli sport, apart from all the other, as well as all the other types of boycotts. The existing Jewish groups advocate a boycott of settlement goods. They boycott goods produced in the settlements. However, we think that's quite hard to implement because it is not always clear what comes from the settlements, because Israel can lie about it. You sometimes see that products come from Israel when they don't. So we think we might as well boycott the whole lot. And not only that, the occupation doesn't exist by itself. Israel has caused the occupation. So we need to put pressure on Israel. And we feel that the governments aren't doing nearly enough. They're not imposing sanctions on Israel. They're still selling arms to Israel. You can lobby your MPs until you're blue in the face, and they might agree with you, but at the end of the day, they can't do much if Tony Blair won't do anything. So it has to be a civil society action, an action at grassroots level, and boycotting is something that everyone can do. You don't have to be a politician to boycott Israeli goods. Boycotting Israeli sports is a different matter, but you can still put pressure on, you know, on the Football Association not to send teams to Israel and not to let the Israeli team come here.
Well, I mean, a lot of people would say that you should keep politics out of sport. So calling for a boycott of the Israeli national team, I mean, what's the thinking behind that?
But I don't see why you should keep politics out of sport. I mean, I don't see why you should keep politics out of anything. You know, the whole thing is unfair. And the basic thing going on here is that Israel is stopping the Palestinians from playing football. I mean, why should an Israeli team be allowed to play when Israel does its best to make sure that a Palestinian team can't play?
How have they done that?
Well, what they've done is they've, for one, I can't remember the match, a Palestinian team had done very well, and I think it was due to playing Qatar. I don't know the details, I'll have to look them up. But the Israeli authorities stopped five key Palestinian players from taking part in that match. And so in the end, the Palestinian team didn't qualify for the World Cup. That's the main thing they did. The other thing that they did was they actually destroyed the Palestinian football pitch in Gaza. And on a unprofessional level, but much more serious, of course, is that Israeli soldiers have been shooting at Palestinian children while playing football. So what can we do? They, you know, you're saying we shouldn't mix sports with politics. Israel's mixing sports with politics. It's double standards. That's the basic thing. You know, you have to hit back. This is the way we hit back.
Some of the demonstrators had been in Lewisham earlier in the day, where they'd had a stall for the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign. The stall was videoed by the police, and they wanted to talk about that.
Well, Lewisham, they've had 30-odd years of stalls standing at Lewisham in the market area near the clock tower. And just towards the end of, towards 1 o'clock, the police arrived, officers with a video to film everything. There was also an SWP stall as well as the Palestinian, and intimidated us all and said they were sent by intelligence unit. We all protested, the public stood around, And we demanded their officer, who was a sergeant, who seemed not to be aware of what was going on. And what was intimidating, when we asked the officers who sent her, she said intelligence unit. And over 34 years, I've never seen anything like that before. And there's always been a stall there from CND, from Respect, from socialists, and all sorts of groups, Green Party, everybody. And yet this has started to happen. It was quite intimidating. A lot of the public was standing around, and we're going to take the matters up with the local council and MPs.
Say one thing. I asked the police what they were doing there, why they were videoing this stall, and they said for intelligence and for terrorist reasons.
Well, some might say police intelligence is an oxymoron, but that's another story of the creeping harassment of peaceful demonstrations and information stalls. This is FTP for Indie Media Global Report on Resonance 104.4 FM.